And welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. We are joined with Blue Sky Pest Control talking pests, but one thing that may be bugging you may not be bugs at all. I don't know if y'all have rabbit problems. They have been horrible at our house this year. They've attacked the lawn. They think I'm out there spending all this time and fertilizer and watering for their personal satisfaction. That's when we, and you, if you just want them to go away, remember that. Go away. Deer and rabbit repellent by Bonai. The liquid you can apply, it'll last up to 45 days, and you can put it, if you're trying to protect a vegetable garden, right on. Up until the day you plan to harvest that produce, or you can get a granular and create an entire barrier for up to 2 months. That's go away. Bonai products are family made in America, and you can find them all over the state, including Waters Garden Nursery in Prescott, Treeland Nurseries in Mesa, and Savano Nurseries in Tucson. Just go away.
Something bugging you? Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, where we've got the pest control experts here from Blue Sky Pest Control. And I want to go to Frank, but Jennifer's waving at me. She wants me to do something else.
I was just going to say, Ronnie called in as well right before you hit Frank. And he is a truck driver down in Mesa. And he has to leave his dogs outside during the day. So he leaves them buckets of water, and then he also leaves them a little kids' swimming pool to stay cool in. Is that a concern, guys, as far as mosquitoes and that kind of water? Is there something he could put in to discourage them, or does he need to worry?
Great question. Yes. Actually, if he dumps those out and cleans it out every 3 to 4 days, he'll be fine.
Okay.
Because it takes him about 3 to 4 days when it's warm enough to go through their cycle. So as long as he's like dumping it out and cleaning it out and then putting fresh water there every about 4 days, he should be fine.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great question. Okay, because we keep water out for our dogs all the time as well. We're going to welcome Frank into the conversation, calling from Phoenix. We've got the experts here from Blue Sky Pest Control to answer any question you might have about pests, insects, scorpions, or nuisance around your house. Frank, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for calling, my friend.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
What are you up to?
I got a question. Last week, I had a customer that needed some stucco repair done. Apparently, he had a Africanized beehive that was in his soffits on his house, and he had them sprayed last week. And I went about middle of the week last week after about three days after it was sprayed, and noticed there was a lot more still around. Mm. And I told him I wasn't going to touch the job until he gets somebody back out there to spray again. He said he had taken care of that as of Friday, and wanted me back out there on Monday to take care of that stucco repair. Now, my question is it too soon to go back out there, or what do I do?
It's a great question. If there's still activity, it depends on the activity, because there are places out there that only try to, treat them from the outside. We actually recommend that we cut it open and get all the honeycomb and the honey and everything out, because if you don't, it can attract new ones. And sometimes, if you don't, because those hives can get pretty big. I mean, there can be 40 to 50,000 bees in a hive. And so you got to make sure you get all of it. And as long as there's no activity, you should be fine. But, be careful.
Frank, you're in the stucco business?
Yes, sir, I am. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was one of the industries that I broke into construction in here in Phoenix. And I worked for a guy by the name of Kenny Grice Plastering all through college as an estimator and part-time hod carrier. He would just send the hod carriers in. That's how I remember he did it.
That was back in the days when we didn't have Africanized bees, though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't have Africanized bees back then.
Now, as the gentleman was telling me from the pest control, he was telling me to make sure that the hive was out. The hive was already taken out. Everything's all cleaned out, but still there was still activity around the area, and I didn't want to approach it. I mean, until I see. Yeah, and another thing is too, he's out in Cave Creek, out in the desert area out there. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm just still kind of leery about the whole situation. I don't know. I'm afraid if I start getting into the work, all of a sudden, I start having another swarm coming around or something like that. That's the main thing I'm worried about.
Yeah, it's a great question. Usually, what happens, there are sometimes stragglers once you remove a hive. There are sometimes workers that are out pollinating and whatnot, and they'll come back. And if it's gone, they'll sometimes ball up around the area. Usually within 48 hours, typically. So if it's been at least 48 hours and there's still no activity, you should be fine. It wouldn't be that hive that's still there or any bees that are associated with that hive. Now, that doesn't mean there can't be other hives close by, but the specific hive you're referring to, after 48 hours, if there hasn't been activity for 48 hours, then you should be good.
And something else to consider is that when they went in there to get rid of the hive, they may have not gotten all of it, just like Curtis said. So you just want to be watching to see, because it could be in a void that may be, you know, 1 or 2 2x6s away that they just didn't get into. So I just think watching it and getting a sense for how many bees there are, but after 48 hours to 72 hours, it should dissipate significantly.
And be on alert. You know, if all of a sudden bees start coming out, if you get inside real quick, you know, if you get stung a couple times, as long as you're not allergic to it, you'd be fine. So just be ready to move quickly, you know, to be extra precautious.
I still like Kenny Grice's. Just send the hod carriers in and see if they make it out.
We're getting lots of phone calls from people who work outside and have a lot of experience. Sharon is a landscaper, and she said to always be careful when you open those sprinkler boxes. You know, they
like to get
down in there where the water is. And she said one day she was in a customer's yard, opened that thing, the bees came flying out. Well, she didn't know at the time, but you can't hide in water. She jumped in the pool.
Ooh.
But she ended up taking the cleaner apart and using it like a snorkel. Bless her heart, she must be off a brave gal. But she also felt like, you know, she said, remind people don't hide in water. But the other thing is, can they, I think you addressed this on the last question, but she felt that they returned to a previous spot. But would it be more likely the case, like you said, that they were just not eradicated correctly the first time?
Well, if you don't remove a hive, they can be attracted because they can sense the pheromones from the wax and the honey and the hive itself. So that's why it is important if they've made a hive in like a wall void to get it totally removed, not only for attraction of new bees, but also so it doesn't do damage, because the honey, when it's an active hive, that honey's solid. As soon as they are eradicated or removed, they quit fanning it, and then it starts becoming liquid. So the golden liquid honey, mm-hmm. that we like, mm-hmm. that's not its normal state. It's a harder state. And so it starts oozing and can attract actually other pests. There are certain types of beetles and moths that it attracts, and it can start doing damage. And, you know, if it's moist, it could potentially, you know, grow mold and stuff. So you want to make sure you remove it.
So when you properly treat, so when we treat something, we're not only taking care of the hive, but then we're also cleaning that area. And that's going to take away the residue and the pheromones that are there to reduce the likelihood that there's going to be another swarm that comes up and puts up shop in that same area.
Well, we've kind of been stuck on bees and mosquitoes, but there are other pests that Arizona homeowners deal with all the time. I mean, what do y'all do with folks that live with scorpions? I mean, there are some houses that are just scorpion-rich environments. How do you eradicate that?
I think that you just hit on something that's really important, in the sense of there's a lot of homes where there's just natural places where they're going to nest, breed, and just flourish. And so the first thing is we take a scientific approach to pest management. So in addition to treatment, there's some things you can do around your home to reduce places that they like. So when people have potted plants on the ground, when people have the pool bins, when people have a bunch, I know nobody has any junk on the side of their house, mm-hmm. right? But a lot of people do. And so they'll have shingles or boards or you name it. You want to get that stuff away and out of there, because that's going to reduce the places that they're going to find helpful. And then you can treat to make sure that once you do that and you're trimming your landscaping properly and you're trimming your palm trees properly, then when you treat, you're going to maximize the effectiveness of reducing the scorpion populations around your house.
We talk a lot about directly controlling them and indirectly, because there are products. Not all products work the same on scorpions. Some are very ineffective, so you got to make sure you're using the right product. There's a lot of the products over the counter, even though the active ingredient can be effective, the formulation that happens to be in just isn't very effective against scorpions because it's just not picked up readily by them. But also indirectly, if you control and reduce their food source, which they love, crickets and roaches are two of their favorites. And they'll eat beetles and spiders and other things too. But if you keep beetles and crickets and roaches to a minimum, then you know, you're putting pressure on them. If they don't have the food, your house isn't going to be as inviting.
Doesn't seem like scorpions would be fast enough to catch a cricket.
they ambush their prey, so they'll sit in places where and kind of hide out and wait for their prey to kind of come by. When they sense they come by, then they grab it.
Well, you know, at my house that we've lived in now for over 25 years, we never ever saw a scorpion there for the first 22 years we lived there. And then Jennifer and I were actually on vacation, and we had my daughter staying there who had two young infants. And we get a phone call while we're out of town that, hey, there was a scorpion in your living room carpet. We said, nah, you know, are you sure? And so she sent us a picture. I said, yeah, that's a scorpion. If you'll go out in the back tack room, we keep a 50-pound bag of DE. I said, just take some of that DE and sprinkle along the baseboard of that room and along the outside of the kitchen patio door. Curtis, when we got home, I had 47 pounds of DE sprinkled on the carpet of my living room.
We've seen it, Rosie. We come in after the fact. A lot of times people are like, I've tried everything. Can you help me? And we get in there, and I've seen the whole perimeter of someone's house with like a three-inch like.
Rosie, I'm noticing a pattern here. More is not necessarily better at the Romero home.
That's right. I mean, we use the DE on our horses and for control of flies on the, in the
interestingly enough, she
was going to wipe out that scorpion colony one way or another.
What's interesting, though, is like when you clump it up like that, there's a couple things. When you clump, we go to homes and you'll see it really clumped up. Scorpions, they'll detect it and they won't necessarily walk across it. And two, there are more effective products than DE. For the bark scorpion. So,
because usually how people use DE are in places, as soon as it gets wet, it's useless against scorpions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So there's other ways to do it too. And there's not all DEs the same. Right. There's some that's used for the pool filters, and it's not pest control grade.
Yeah.
So you gotta be careful what you're doing.
Okay, we're going to take another break. But before we do, why don't y'all mention the Blue Sky Pest Control offer? And we may want to state that this is limited to the Phoenix market.
Yeah, this is limited to the Phoenix metro area.
Because you've got listeners now from Page, Nogales. From...
Yeah, we only service Phoenix metro area. And this is the best deal that we give the year. And it's $49 for an initial flush out service when somebody joins onto one of our regular pest control treatment plans. And you can call at 480-635-8492 today. That's a blue, or find us at blueskypest.com and call in, and we're going to be taking calls until noon today.
And how much?
It's $49 for an initial flush out service, and that's regardless of the size of the home. So we've had Rosie listeners in the past that have some pretty big compounds that have gotten a pretty great value from this offer.
They got a good deal.
If I have my wife call and cancel our service, can I then call and sign up?
Well, this is for new customers.
All right. When we get back, we've got Charles in Tucson holding with an insect question for our insect experts from Blue Sky Pest Control right here at Rosie on the House.